Well, we expected plenty of ground game between these two teams tonight, and that's exactly what we've had. Some very talented running backs and players listed as quarterbacks, basically being running backs in this contest tonight. And Cleveland and Orange have gone at it, and it was a Donnybrook during the first half, and Orange comes out of the first half with a three-point lead, and the Panthers will get the ball to start the second half. The good news for Orange is they are 4-for-4 in terms of possession so far in the game. They have scored on all four of their drives. In the first half, Cleveland wound up driving 75 yards down the field on its opening possession. It was a 14-play drive that went 75 yards, took 5 minutes and 11 seconds off the clock. It was running by Cleveland quarterback Isaac Martin, rather Aaron Farmer, and the main running back on this team, Isaac Martin, who is now over 2,000 yards on the season. Steady running between those two. It was such an efficient drive by Cleveland. They had a third and two, in fact, and they converted that. And then it turned into a touchdown when Isaac Martin ran from 8 yards out to make it 7-0 after the extra point by Paul Johnson. So you had a 14-play drive that took over 5 minutes off the clock. And what does Orange do? They score on the very next play from scrimmage, a one-play drive, 63 yards. Tay Martin wound up taking a toss sweep around left end, and no one even touched number six for the Panthers. That run put Tay at over 1,300 yards on the season. The extra point by Brad Barbie gave Orange a tie at 7-7. The ensuing drive, Cleveland got a first down and then elected to go for it on a fourth down and four situation from their own 43. And quarterback Aaron Farmer was stopped shy of the first down, and Orange made that hurt with a field goal by Brad Barbie from 32 yards out. And so Orange led at that point 10-7 going into the second quarter. Cleveland came right back with a 70-yard touchdown drive. They faced a third and goal situation, and that's where Farmer wound up throwing it to Patrick Jezequel from 6 yards out. But the extra point by Paul Johnson was no good, so that gave Cleveland the lead at that point, 13-10. And then Orange came up with their best moments of the game thus far. First, it started with a touchdown drive of 63 yards. The biggest play came on the touchdown, where Orange faced a 3rd and 12 from the Cleveland 35, and Garrett Clower, the Panther quarterback, threw a gorgeous toss to Kai Muller. From 35 yards out, Muller wound up scoring his 5th touchdown in 6 games. And for Kai on the season, he now has 8 touchdowns, and the extra point by Barbie wound up giving Orange the lead at that point by a score of 17-13. A 3-and-out on the following game by Cleveland wound up giving Orange the ball back, and then the Panthers needed only 3 plays to go 44 yards. It was set up by another big pass from Clore to Muller for 40 yards, and then Pat Pettiford scored from 1 yard out. That gave Orange a 24-13 lead, but then Cleveland came up with a huge touchdown. A big drive in the waning moments of the first half, an 80-yard drive, and Isaac Martin once again made his presence felt. A 23-yard touchdown run by Martin. The Shrine Bowl selection, the try for two was good as Aaron Farmer threw to Jezequel, and that made it a 3-point game. Orange tried to get a late field goal, but it was blocked by Sterling Johnson, and the attempt no good from 38 yards out. As is with this score at the break, Orange 24 and Cleveland 21. We apologize for those listening to us here on terrestrial radio for not having the game streamed. We've had some difficulties here this week, and I know a lot of people wanted to hear the game far and away. Just tune in to 97.9 FM or WCHL. Chances are you're already doing that if you're hearing this, but hopefully get the word about to anyone who might be wanting to listen to some high school football tonight, because we got a lot to tell you about here during the second half. good tight contest between two good teams, and it's Orange leading Cleveland at the half, 24-21. We'll come back. Get ready for the second half. You're listening to high school football here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been playing with the website again.
Sammy, you put yourself out there like this techno geek, and even I know that what we have now is way better than what we had last week. Although I sometimes yearn for the days when buyers picked up the Sunday real estate section and looked at grainy photos of the front of the house.
Yeah, and then you could start a fire with it. Well, you can't start a fire with our website, but you can search for homes easily, quickly, and unencumbered. No ads, no registering, no tracking. And you're seeing not just Franklin Street listings, but all area listings.
Go to the buying or selling page and really learn about the process and how we work together. There's a section about our schools. The whole website is a great tool for anyone considering moving into or within our community.
Remember, you don't have to sign up. Just go to franklinstreetrealty.com and have at it.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Jeff Hamlin back with you here from Ram Stadium. Totaling up stats here during the first half, and Tay Jones is over 100 yards on the night already. Of course, the bulk of that came on the 63-yard run. So for Tay, that will be another 100-yard game for him. And that will put him at 8 100-yard games this season. He was held to 67 last week in Orange's victory over Rocky Mount. But he wound up with a stellar half of rushing here, 112 yards rushing in the first half. And Garrett Clower was very steady in throwing the football, getting the ball to where it needed to go. At various points, of course, his main threat was Kai Muller, as Kai wound up with two big receptions for 75 yards. Kai is your classic big play receiver. He has not had more than four catches in a game this year. But he is certainly a big play threat, as I mentioned. He had 139 yards in the victory over Riverside. And he also came away with a 100-yard game against Cedar Ridge. And, of course, you think about Kai's season. We were listening to the grid before our broadcast signed on the air here tonight with Chad. Chad, the play of the year in Orange County football came when Kai wound up catching the Hail Mary pass and the remarkable victory over Chapel Hill on the final play from scrimmage. That was the only touchdown, the only score of the night that gave Orange a 6-0 victory over Chapel Hill and kept their hopes of winning the Pac-6 champion, or rather the Big 8 championship alive, Pac-6. So for a moment there, Orange was back in the 4A ranks. Of course, that's not the case anymore. They're in the 3A ranks and in the 3AA state playoffs. There's going to be a very good team not playing next week. Perhaps several very good teams not playing next week. We'll just have to see. Regardless, it's going to be Orange ball to start this first half. And the question, really, in this game is, what's going to happen with the Cleveland defense, and can they contain the Orange offense? They only came up with one stop defensively in that first half, and that came late when Orange was forced to go for a field goal because there was so little time left. And the field goal attempt by Brad Barber was blocked. Looking at some other games going on around the area, a lot of basketball games going on. Millbrook leads Wakefield in the battle of Wake County 10-3, and Hillside leads Knightdale 7-3 at the half. Big test standing in the way of the Hornets, the champions of the Pac-6 Conference. A whale of a matchup tonight in Knightdale between those two teams. Jack Britt leads Garner 21-20 with 5:41 remaining in the first quarter. That's of last report moments ago. Garner leads Jack Britt. Now we have an update, 35-28 the score in the second quarter. That was the most recent update that we see here. And plenty of other things going on. We'll try to get a score from Southern Durham and Cardinal Gibbons. Of course, that's of the most concern to fans of Cleveland and Orange, because the winner of this game will meet the winner of that game. Last we heard, Cardinal Gibbons was ahead. Eastern Randolph leads Southern Vance 28-0. I mentioned that because Southern Vance was unclear whether they'd be playing in that game until yesterday. Southern Vance wound up using a player who was not supposed to be playing last week in their victory over South Columbus. That player had been ejected in their regular season finale for the Raiders, and he wasn't supposed to be playing last week. However, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association did not get the paperwork or clear the paperwork in time, so that player wound up playing. South Columbus appealed that, and the appeal was heard all the way up until yesterday. It didn't become official that Southern Vance would play tonight until just yesterday. But they're taking on Eastern Randolph tonight and losing. So Orange will go right to left to start this second half here, as Paul Johnson, the Cleveland kicker, will line up back deep to boot the ball away. Back deep for the Panthers will be Tay Jones and Pat Pettiford, along with Kai Muller. As Orange looks to pull off a road victory here in the playoffs, they had two road victories in the playoffs last year. Paul Johnson has opted for sky kicks. Now it's an onside kick, and the ball is dove on by a Panther right at the 50-yard mark. Well, Cleveland special teams has done its defense no favors at all. Jack LeMaster was not fooled by a moment on that onside kick. He dove right for the ball, and Orange now will start practically at midfield. In fact, it is at the 50-yard line. So Orange only has to go 50 yards to score here. Clower with 33 touchdown passes this year, compared to just three interceptions. He lines up behind center. And here's the toss. Pat Pettiford will take it. Runs around right in. He's got running room past the 45 to the 40. 35 out in the open. 25 to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pat Pettiford. Just like that, a 50-yard touchdown run. The second rushing touchdown of the game by Pat Pettiford. And Orange leads 30-21. That was a mirror image of the touchdown run by Tay Jones earlier. It was to the toss sweep right side. The only difference is, instead of going into the west end zone, it was Pettiford going to the east end zone. Here's Brad Barbie with the extra point. Snap, spot, kick, up, kick is good. A huge run by Pat Pettiford, and Orange wastes no time in getting on the board here. It took only 13 seconds for Orange to score on a 50-yard run by Pat Pettiford. And for Pettiford, overall, that's his 13th touchdown of the year. We'll keep it here, with Orange now up by 10 once again at 31-21. We wondered whether Cleveland's offense, or whether their defense, could muster enough to come up with some plays to stop the Orange offense. It has not worked tonight, as the only time Cleveland has come up with a defensive stop was in the waning moments when Orange was forced by the time to kick a field goal. That was blocked. Aside from that, Orange has four touchdowns and a field goal. Now Brad Barbie, 4-for-4 on extra points and a field goal tonight. He's one of two on field goals. Back to kick the ball away. Back deep is Corey Johnson for Cleveland. Line drive kick angle to the near sideline. Ball taken at the 11-yard line by number 25, Corey Brown. He's at the 20 and taken down at about the 23-yard line for a 12-yard return. So unlike the Cleveland kicking game, Orange's special teams not helping out the Cleveland offense. Cleveland, when they've scored touchdowns, at least they've had to go uphill to get them. And here they'll open up with a first down at their own 24-yard line, first down at 10. Orange up by 10 with 11:39 remaining. Long play count here by Aaron Farmer, the quarterback who has thrown for a touchdown tonight. Isaac Martin in the backfield with him, and he'll be at the option. The flip goes to Martin. He's past the 25 and pushed out of bounds shy of the 30-yard line. So Isaac Martin already over 100 yards on the night, along with two touchdown runs, collects 4 yards here. And it'll be second down and 6. At that time, it was Colin Pope forcing him out of bounds. Gain good to the 28 for 4. Martin, the call again, but this time he snowed under at the line of scrimmage for no gain. That time, it was Adam Reynolds and Mark Holt who got in there to make the stop for the Panthers. Call it a gain of 1, so it's third down at 5. Breeze coming into the press box here. Very light breeze, though. Not helping the kickers all that much. Third down and 5. Cleveland cannot afford a third down or 3 down and out at any point in this game, much less now. Third and 5 now. And here's Farmer going to gun it out far sideline, and it's overthrown, intended for Jezequel. Colin Pope was on coverage along with J.D. Brooks, but that was well over Jezequel's head, and it'll be fourth down. Farmer misfires for only the third time in the game. Now, we have seen the head coach of the Rams, Mark Morris, go for it in his own territory on fourth down twice tonight. He's going to line up like he will here. Will Farmer back up and then opt to punt it? Goes with a hard count here. Now looks to the sideline. Remember, this is fourth down and 5, and they're going to go for it. Here's Farmer with a play-action fake. Going to go deep down the field, and he overthrew it. Going for Jezequel was well over his head. Tell you what, when Cleveland gambles, they gamble big time. This time it comes up snake eyes, and now Orange, after going only 50 yards on its last touchdown drive, starts this drive from the Cleveland 29. There's good field position, superior field position, and then there's this, which is a cut above all of that. Orange with a first and 10 from the Cleveland 29, up by 10 with 10:51 remaining in the third quarter. Clower will hand it off. Pettiford runs outside to the right looking for room, now finds it, tries to turn the corner, fights ahead, and is finally forced out of bounds. We'll see where they mark him up. Orange fans wanted a late hit, thinking Pettiford was struck out of bounds. No flag is down. Pettiford got back to the 25-yard line for a gain of 4. So it's second down and 6. Clock stop with 10:44 remaining. Pettiford with the 50-yard touchdown run, and Orange is closing in on two 100-yard rushers on the night. Clower stands under center. Out of a double wing setup, Jones and Pettiford the backs. Short drop back, Clower guns it near side. Pass is dropped by Stewart. Couldn't quite bring it in as the pressure came up on him from behind by Greg Tyler. He's one of 4 Rams going both ways tonight. So the incompletion makes it third down and 6 from the Cleveland 25. To force a field goal here would be something big by Cleveland. Perhaps Orange is thinking about 4 downs here, though. It's third down and 6. Jones goes in motion, and the misdirection handoff. Pettiford goes around right in, fights for, trying to get the first down, and he carries a pile out close to the first down chain. Fine run by Pat Pettiford, the extra effort award winner, showing some extra effort there. Getting into the Cleveland red zone, and he got the first down. What a run by Pat Pettiford. fighting all the way to the 17-yard line. He got eight when he needed six. And it's a first down here. The misdirection run by Pat Pettiford after the initial fake went to Tay Jones. Good ball handling by Clower. Clock running now with 10:05 remaining in the third quarter. Orange up by 10, 31-21. Clower with the toss this side. It'll go to Jones, looking to turn the corner to the 20. He does, 15, and Tay Jones forced out of bounds, close to another first down. Gets to about the 10-yard line, maybe the 8. And Tay Jones just adds on to his total now. Now we have a flag down. And it'll be a hold called against Orange that will nullify part of this run. So the block in the back called against the Panthers here will take the ball back to the 25. And that'll make it first down and 18. As the penalty was thrown, or committed rather, 2 yards in front of the line of scrimmage. So it's first and 18 now from the Cleveland 25. Muller split wide out to the right side, short side of the field at Stewart. Here's Clower under center once again out of the double wing. And he'll step back on a seven-step drop. Looks, guns it near side. Pass is caught. Artrell Stewart to the 20. Artrell, 15. And he snowed under about the 13-yard line. So Artrell Stewart with his second grab of the night is stopped up at the 13. So it's a gain of 12. That'll make it second down and 6. Stewart has caught touchdown passes in back-to-back games, caught two against Southern Durham and caught one last week, but perhaps his biggest play of the night came defensively as a defensive back when he swatted away a pass, a swing pass by Rocky Mount that could have easily gone for a touchdown. Now second down, and here's the slant for Muller. Pass is caught, the five, trying to get into the end zone. Muller stretches out, touchdown Orange. Kai Muller with his second touchdown grab of the night. And Orange leads 37-21. Touchdown pass number 34 for Garrett Clower. Kai Muller made the grab at the 3 and just stretched the ball out trying to get into the end zone. And he wound up crossing the goal line for his 9th touchdown of the year. Now, Barber, the extra point, it's up and it is good. And Orange now has a 3-possession lead. It's the Panthers 38 and Cleveland 21. And you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 WCHL.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Second touchdown pass of the night by Garrett Clower. And the gambles by Cleveland have come back and bit them tonight. Going for it on fourth down 3 times in their own territory and failing twice. And Orange has turned both of those lack of conversions into points. The first time it was a field goal, and this time it was a touchdown. Touchback by Brad Barbie on the kickoff, and Cleveland will have to start at his own 20 again. First down. The touchdown pass on a 2nd and 6 play goes from 13 yards out, and for the second time tonight, Garrett Clower hooks up with Kai Muller for a touchdown toss. And the Panthers are now up 38-21, and this is where the missed extra point earlier begins to hurt Cleveland. But don't count out the Rams as of yet. I'll tell you why in just a second. Cleveland puts a tight end in the game for the first time. And here's Farmer running the option. Martin will take the pitch out. Fumbled it a little bit. Couldn't gather his bearings, and he's dropped for a loss. Martin never did have control of the ball until the very end. Isaac Martin tackled for a loss. Back to the 15-yard line. It's a 5. Colin Pope came over along with Mark Holt for the stop, and Bryce Wilson also got in there to cut off the edge. This is a Cleveland team that was down three touchdowns in the second game of the year against Garner on Labor Day weekend. Here's the swing pass coming near sideline, and the pass is caught over the 20-yard line. Down to about the 25 goes number 21, Greg Tyler. J.D. Brooks comes in, the free safety on the stop for a gain of 10 on the play. So now it's a big third and five coming up. And the way things have gone tonight, you have to think that the entire field's four down territory, at least the way Mark Morris has managed this game for Cleveland. Going for it just moments ago on a fourth down and five from his own 29 and failing. That cost him 7 points. Third and five. Farmer looks for the swing pass, cuts it over the middle, and the pass is caught for a first down. Corey Brown makes the catch on an absolute laser thrown by Aaron Farmer. So now we're seeing the air game go to work here for Cleveland as the gain is good for 13 yards on a third and five, and it'll be first down. Clock running with 7:40 remaining in the third quarter, and Orange leading 38-21. First down. Inside handoff. Martin has room out to the left side, past the 45, over the 50. He's out in the open field, 40 to the 35, and Isaac Martin taken down well inside Panther territory at the 30-yard line. A gorgeous run that time by Isaac Martin as it goes for 38 yards all the way to the Panther 30. Well, Martin certainly can strike for a big play. And this might be a must score here for Cleveland if they hope to stay in this game. Chains had a hard time moving. They couldn't keep up with Isaac Martin, and you can't blame them. Now they finally managed to rearrange, untangle what was tangled out there, and play starts back up with Aaron Farmer calling his own number around left guard and streaking ahead to about the 26-yard line. Drake Frederick comes over on the stop for Orange. So the gain is good for five, and it'll be second and five. Can Cleveland outscore Orange? At this point, if they do, it's going to have to happen with a few Orange mistakes. They're going to have to force some turnovers, will the Rams, because they're down 17 points with 6:50 remaining in the third quarter. And their defense has to come up big. Here's Farmer meeting pressure, going to gun it up deep down the field. Pass is caught by Tilly. Touchdown, Cleveland. That was a wounded dove, but no Panther could catch up with the ball, and Greg Tilly raced underneath it to make the catch. And Greg Tilly makes the 25-yard touchdown reception, and it's 38-27 in favor of Orange. But the extra point coming up. Aaron Farmer with his second touchdown pass of the night. This one coming from 25 yards out. Paul Johnson will try the extra point. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is up, and it is good. So the extra point by Paul Johnson makes it a 10-point game again. With 6:40 remaining in the third quarter, the score is Orange 38 and Cleveland 28. And you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers. Good to go.
Well, one thing Aaron Farmer has done is come up big when Cleveland needs him the most. He did it during the second game of the year when Cleveland was 0-1, down three touchdowns against Garner, rallied his team that night, and led the Rams to a one-point victory over the Trojans, probably the biggest regular season win in the young history of this program. And now he throws a 21-yard touchdown strike to Greg Tyler to make this a 10-point game again. The sky kick by Paul Johnson goes at least a little deeper this time, but Orange will still call for a fair catch, and D'Angelo Compton makes it at the Panther 31. That's where the Panthers will set up shop. on first down and 10 with 6:40 remaining in the third quarter. Orange has two touchdowns in the frame. One on a 50-yard touchdown run by Pat Pettiford that wound up being the first play from scrimmage in this third quarter, and then the touchdown pass from Garrett Clower to Kai Muller after a four and out by Cleveland. I say four and out because they went for it at their own 29. Now Orange with the ball here, and Clower with a pump fake. Going to go long down the field to a wide-open Artrell Stewart. He couldn't quite haul it in. Stewart had broken free. He was wide open. He just couldn't quite haul it in. Abrams technically was on coverage, but it looked like he had fallen down. And it'll be second down and 10. Clower had a wide open man, and Stewart nearly had that pass in there for a touchdown, because there wasn't a thing in the world stopping him from scoring, but Garrett couldn't quite put it on target. It was a good long toss. So now it's second down and 10. Out of a single wing this time. Here's a misdirection handoff. Jones can't find any room to the right. Now he takes off to the left with it. Running room out past the 35, over the 40. We're run by Jones over the 50 to the 45, 40, 35 to the 30. Jones is gone. Touchdown, Orange. Tay Jones could have been stopped for a loss, and as Tay was running that ball down the field, the sky has opened up and rain started to fall. But that didn't stop Tay Jones from scoring on a 69-yard touchdown run. And Orange now leads 44-28. A gorgeous run by Tay Jones. He started to his right. There were two Rams right in his face. He adjusted, cut opposite field, and there wasn't a thing Cleveland could do about it after that. Brad Barbie, the extra point, up and good. And now Tay Jones is coming up on a 200-yard gain. Orange has scored now with six touchdowns and one field goal, and they lead Cleveland 45-28. We'll do a timeout and come back. You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels!
Can't say enough about that touchdown run by Tay Jones. It has quieted this crowd, and the rain started to fall just as Tay got the ball. Kickoff comes to the near sideline, taken at the 15, over the 20, and immediately grabbed after crossing the 25-yard line is Alex Raines. Artrell Stewart manages to come over and make the stop as he halted the forward progress of Raines. And the rain now really starting to fall, and some fans get out their raincoats or whatever they can to cover themselves up. Some have opted for the exits. First down for Cleveland as they're dealt another setback after another huge Panther run. It's been a game of big plays by the Panther offense. And here's Farmer with a handoff. Martin will try to cut up his own big run. Instead, he goes around left tackle for 4 yards, got past the 30. Drew LeMaster comes over on the tackle for the Panthers. And it'll be second down. Spot comes at the 34, so we'll call it second and 5. Ball to the 34-yard line. And Farmer will run the option far sideline, fakes the pitch. Now he pitches it off to Martin. He's got open room over the 35. Now he reverses course. Martin perhaps would have been better off not doing that, as he wound up gaining only a couple. Now a flag comes down from the bat judge after the tackle was made. The stop came at the 37. Let's see what the flag is about here. If Martin had pressed forward, he would have gotten close to the first down, but you get the feeling he wants a big play like we've seen Pettiford and Jones run for all night for Orange. Now we have a block in the back that will nullify this play. And only the second penalty of the game called against Cleveland. That one came way after the tackle was made. So they go from the spot of the foul to nullify the play. It will remain second down. Ball back to the 28-yard line. So it'll be second down and 11 after the block in the back. 5:28 remaining, and Orange leads 45-28 after the 69-yard touchdown run by Tay Jones to go along with his 63-yard touchdown run that came on Orange's first play from scrimmage tonight. Play fake, and Farmer will make a break for it around left end over the 30, and he's hauled down from behind at about the 31-yard line. So Farmer gets four, and it'll be third down and seven. And the way that Cleveland has gambled tonight, you would think they're going to go for it on fourth down if they don't pick it up on third. Under 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Farmer goes with the swing pass, caught by Jezequel at the 35 to the 40. He stopped shy of the first down is Jezequel. Colin Pope got in there to make the stop for the Panthers. Ball to the 37. So Cleveland, if they're going to go for this here, they'll have to go for it on what will be a fourth and two. Fourth and two situation, and they'll go for it here. And here's Farmer throwing over the middle, and the pass is caught for a first down by Alexis Martin to the 50-yard line. Or, excuse me, Alex Raines with the catch, number 15 in there. So Raines, tackled by J.D. Brooks, the free safety. And it's a first down to the Orange 49-yard line. And here's the handoff. Martin trying to cut it to the right, but he's taken down immediately by number 45 on the stop, Nick Schultz. And Martin only gained one there on first down and 10. So it'll be second and nine to the Orange 48-yard line. You get the feeling that Cleveland has to score on every drive from here on out. Otherwise, they're done. And here's Farmer with the play fake, looking, going to gun it long down the field. The pass, jumping attempt, and the catch is made by Tyler. What a grab as he hauled it down in front of Malik Rogers. 33, Brandon Vanhook had to come over and perhaps save a touchdown on the tackle. Great catch by Tyler. And it'll be a first down. Ball to the 22. It's a gain of 26. First down, and here's Farmer, going to take it himself around right end. Knees taken out from under him over the 15-yard line. He dove out, did Farmer to the 11. They're going to give him the first down, I believe, based on that spot. They will. And Cleveland barely allowing the chain gang to move. They're immediately lining up to the ball here to get the next playoff. And here's Farmer around right end, past the 10, over the 5. He'll dive into the end zone for a touchdown. 11-yard touchdown run by Aaron Farmer. That is his 13th rushing touchdown of the year, and it's 45-34. And what sure enough is a shootout, a ground shootout between these two teams. And Paul Johnson will try to add on to it with the extra point. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 3:21 remaining, it was a 71-yard touchdown drive that time by Cleveland. And we are now at 80 points so far in this game with more to come. Orange 45, Cleveland 35, and you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Well, Cleveland understands the pressure that they're under right now. This is a team that's won six in a row. They haven't lost since that Riverside defeat that we told you about earlier. 3:21 remaining in the third quarter. Jeff Hamlin here with you from Ram Stadium. Paul Johnson with an onside kick this time. The ball is loose, coughed up by Panther. Now it's kicked down the field, and the Panthers wind up with it. Pettiford winds up with the ball. Now he scrambles, and he'll be taken down at the 26. The ball was actually fielded at the Orange 45, and it was up in the air precariously for just a moment, and then in the midst of the scramble, it was kicked down the field, and that's where Pettiford wound up with it. Orange winds up with possession. They have it, though, with their worst starting possession, field position of the night, their own 25-yard line. It's first down here. Kai Muller has been the star wideout tonight for the Panthers. Artrell Stewart has also had very little trouble getting open. He's to the left side. Muller to the right. Clower with two touchdown passes in the game. Both of them to Kai Muller. And here's the handoff. It goes to Pat Pettiford looking for room around left end. He'll just have to carry two or three Rams with him down for about 5 yards. That's Tay Jones, excuse me. And he's hauled down shy of the 30-yard line. Markup will come right at the 30, so it's a gain of 5. As Kai is coming close to 200 yards, he's over 180 now on the night. That coming on the strength of touchdown runs of 63 yards on the first play from scrimmage and 69 yards on Orange's last drive. Muller goes out to the right side. Orange lines up in a slot this time. Piscatelli is in the game as a wide receiver. And here's the toss. He'll go to Pettiford running around the far end, and he will be run out of bounds after crossing the 30-yard line. Looks like he's shy of the first down. So Orange will face a rare third down situation. Just their second third down situation of this half. Actually, I take that back. Their first third down situation since late in the second quarter. Where they had a third down that turned into a 25-yard pickup. Pettiford got four there a moment ago. Cleveland would love a three and out. It's the absolute top priority for them right now. And here's Clower taking himself, cutting up the middle. He'll get the first down over the 40, and the quarterback sneak works for about 8 yards. Hey, it's simple but effective. Garrett Clower got 8. That'll be enough to move the chains. And right now the clock is Cleveland's enemy. Clock running with 2:12 remaining in the third quarter. Orange leads 45-35 in what's been a shootout, as you would expect between these two teams. Cleveland has scored over 29 points in every game this year. They've scored over 30 in every game but one. Double wing setup. Clower steps back on a 7-step, looking to set up the screen. Can't find anyone open. Now guns it down the field, overthrew it, intended for Joe Piscatelli. So Piscatelli gets a target, as Jeffrey Campbell was also in the game. Muller and Stewart getting a breather. But some good pressure put on by Dylan Caldwell and Sterling Johnson, the defensive tackles that Pat Moser told us before the game he was most concerned about. Clock stopped with 1:50 remaining in the third quarter, and it's second down and 10. Muller steps under center here out of an offset eye formation. 3-step drop throws, and the pass is batted down. Greg Tyler knocked it down, number 21. Kavion Dunn actually was the man who got his hands on it. And it'll be third down. That time they were looking for Muller on the slant. But a good play by Dunn to get his right paw on it. And it'll be a third down and long situation. This is something even rarer for Orange. A third and 10. When in this case, though, Orange has usually gone to Kai Muller. Let's see if that's the case here. Third down. Muller with a deep drop back. Looks to set the screen. Going to go long for Pettiford. Pass is broken up. And we have a flag down. And the Cleveland sideline is incensed over that call. They were looking for Pat Pettiford. Malik Vick was the man defending him. Let's see what we have here. One official signaling pass interference against Cleveland. And you can hear the reaction that gets here from the Cleveland partisan. The side judge who threw the flag comes over and explains it to Cleveland head coach Mark Morris. But it'll be 15 yards here on the pass interference. And the ball will go to the 44. Well, if you're looking for a comparison, it looked like that Malik Vick might have been doing his Luke Kuechly impression, except this time the penalty was thrown and it stood. Double wing setup. That's a big, big mark off there. And here's the handoff, and Pettifor got trapped in the backfield, nearly went to a knee after taking the handoff, and Clower managed to gather himself and get maybe a yard on the play. Good play by Briar Rogers, and now we have a flag coming in late. Well after the play was over, the game was only going to be for one. We might have an unsportsmanlike called here against the Cleveland sideline. That's one of the few, what a few of the Ram fans were uttering there, as it looked like, and we have a sideline warning actually called here against Cleveland. They didn't call in sportsmanlike conduct. They simply called a warning. Mark Morris still wants an explanation, though, on that pass interference call. Very upset about the play. So the play will stand here for Pettifor to get 1 yard, and it'll be second down and 9. Clock is stopped after the warning with a minute 28 remaining. Now it starts again. Orange has not had a drive tonight, aside from one at the very end of the second half, not ending a score. The end of the second quarter, I should say. Here's Clower with a seven-step drop, looks to throw, guns it to the near sideline, pass is incomplete as he threw it short of Artrell Stewart, and it'll be third down. You can feel the playoff fever in the air here tonight in Johnston County. You hear the music being played on the PA speaker, but the fans really don't need to be enthused all that much. They're on their feet right now, realizing where their team stands right now. Down 10 in the third quarter in the second round of three AA state playoffs. It might be now or never. Third down and 10. And here's Clower under center. Steps back at midfield. He'll throw it over the middle, and the pass is caught and dropped. Artrell Stewart couldn't quite keep it. Stewart nearly managed to gather it in, but Alex Raines comes over to break it up. And for the first time, the Cleveland defense has stopped Orange. It was Alex Raines and Kavion Dunn coming over to knock the ball away from Artrell Stewart, who clearly had two men on him. And for the first time tonight, Seth Mathis will have to punt. Now, remember last week, Seth Mathis had a punt blocked against Rocky Mount. That turned into the only points of the night for the Griffons. But Mathis gets this one away safely. It'll be angled inside the 10 to the 5, still rolling, and it went into the end zone for a touchback. The Panthers nearly caught up with it to put Cleveland behind the 8-ball once again in terms of field position, but the ball trickled into the end zone. So Cleveland will line up first and 10 from their own 20 now. And can they collect the momentum off their first defensive stop of the game? Offensive coordinator for Cleveland, Joe Camps, signals in the play. Farmer, the quarterback, with Martin to his left. And Martin with the call. Coming up the gut of the line, bounces to the outside, but he's hauled down for a gain of only about 3 on the play as time winds down here in the third quarter. It was Colin Pope getting in there along with J.D. Pope, or J.D. Brooks, I should say. Gain of 3, so it's 2nd and 7. Could be the final play of the frame. Farmer, swing pass. Jezequel makes the catch, running to the 25, using whatever angle he can, trying to get the first down, but he stopped shy of the first down. J.D. Pope and Drew LeMaster track down Jezequel, and it'll be third down. Some reason the clock came to a stop there. He was well shy of the first down. It's going to be third down and 2. It's going to allow Cleveland to get this playoff. And here's Farmer. Handoff will go to Martin looking for the first down, and he stopped right at the 30. It's going to be close as to whether he got the first down. Officials looking at it as the third quarter is over. And we might have a measurement here to determine whether it's going to be a fourth down for Cleveland to start the fourth quarter. No, they're going to go ahead and give them the first down, as that will do it here for the third quarter. We go to the fourth, and Orange is up 10. It is the Panthers 45 and the Rams 35. And you're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
As we come back to action, here's a handoff going to Corey Brown on an end around on first down and 10 for Cleveland, and he takes it to about the 34-yard line. So we open up the fourth quarter with Orange up by 10, Cleveland with the ball. And it's a four-yard pickup here. They'll be second down and six. And the rain has started to come down again after letting up late in the third quarter. Farmer will throw on second down, looking, going to gun the screen pass. It is caught, but Jezequel caught it for no gain. He was already on his knees. So Jezequel made the grab, but it went for about 2 feet. Officially, he'll get a yard out of it, so it'll be third down at five. Probably four down territory, considering where things stand right now for the Rams, even at their own 35. Farmer, handoff, Martin, cutting up the middle. It's got the first down and more, over the 40 to the 44. Isaac Martin got ahead of steam, and when that's the case, it's bad news for the defense. Got to the second level quickly, and it took Drew LeMaster and Nick Schultz to wrestle him down. First down and 10 coming up here for the Rams. After the nine-yard pickup, Farmer with another screen pass. Goes far sideline. Pass is caught at the 45, and then a great tackle made by Colin Pope. Gain of two on the play. As the catch was made that time by Greg Tyler. So it's second and eight. Well, picking up little bits of yardage at a time isn't going to help Cleveland if Orange scores another touchdown in this game. It's putting a lot of pressure on the defense. And here's Farmer running the option, fakes the flip. Now he tosses it over. Martin to the 50. Martin's got the first down and more. Over the 45, and he's taken down at the 40. Drew LeMaster took his legs out from under him. But it's a gain of 18 here on the option pitch. Farmer runs that so well. And he got to the 40-yard line of Orange. He was actually running backwards for the last yard or two, was Martin. Clock running with 10:05 remaining. Cleveland has executed their offense well under adverse circumstances. Farmer pulls it over, runs, goes over right guard, gets about a yard. It was Adam Reynolds coming over along with Pope on the stop. So 1 yard gain there to make it second down and nine. Orange up 45-35. Cleveland driving once again. They've had 2 3 and outs in the game. Play action fake and going over the middle, and Farmer had the pass knocked away by Drew LeMaster. He was looking for Jezequel, was Farmer. Looked like that Jezequel got tangled up with the Panther, but it was a good play that time to knock the ball away, and it'll be third down. As the rain continues to fall here tonight in Clayton, much more steady pace than it was earlier, and we see more umbrellas pop out along the home side grandstand. Third down and nine. Clock has stopped, so the Rams can take their time in getting the next playoff here. Third and nine. Farmer drifts back, looks near side, now goes near side. The pass is caught for a first down inside the 30-yard line. Number 25, Corey Brown, made the grab. As Brown wound up making the grab, good for 11 yards to the Panther 28. Clock starts back up again with 9:18 remaining. Cleveland continues their march. Farmer, handoff. Martin runs to the left, got open field, past the 25, over the 20, over the 15, and he's taken down inside the red zone. The ball came out late. Officials with a conference are going to rule that Martin was down. So the ball inside the 10-yard line now, and the markup will come at the 9. It's a 19-yard pickup and a first down. And Cleveland, we told you, you can't rest on this team. They were down 17 just a moment ago. They're trying to make it a three-point game. North Farmer will keep it himself. This time fights past the 5 to about the 3. Byron Stevenson had to save the touchdown. Ball placed at the 3 for a gain of 6. Quick lineup again by the Rams. Here's Farmer taking himself. Left side, runs in, touchdown. Farmer with his second straight rushing touchdown has made it a four-point game. And now Paul Johnson will come on to try to make it a three-point game as the rain intensifies here tonight. A lot of the fans, though, give them credit, aren't leaving. And it hasn't slowed down the Cleveland offense one bit. It's a ground-oriented game that can still get down the field quickly. Johnson with the extra point, it's up. A lot of distance, plenty good. So we go to a break with Orange's 17-point lead now whittled down to 3. It is Orange 45, Cleveland 42, and you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
The three-touchdown deficit by Cleveland earlier this year against Garner served as a reminder that this team is not going to quit. Cleveland was down 38-21 midway through the third quarter, and now it's a three-point game with 8:40 remaining in regulation. And the rain really coming down. Onside kick by Johnson. The ball is free, and Cleveland has got it. Bounced off Mark Holt and went right in the hands of Malik Vick, who had the big pass interference penalty a moment ago. Cleveland's got the ball right back. They will have it at the 50. They've been gambling and gambling and gambling tonight with the onside kick. That was the third time they've tried it tonight, have the Rams. And now a weary Orange defense will have to go right back out and try to protect this three-point lead. Aaron Farmer, the quarterback, is right back to work. Handoff, Martin with running room around the right side, past the 45, and he's to the 42. It took J.D. Brooks to bring him down. So a gain of 8. Can Orange find some way to make a huge play here on defense? They've been battered over the last two drives by Cleveland, and it's led to back-to-back Ram touchdowns. Here is Farmer keeping it himself, and he's tripped up, and it looks like he's shy of the first down. Good tackle made by 45. Nick Schultz. And sure enough, Farmer didn't get it. So it's going to be third down and 1. No doubt four-down territory here. Cleveland bringing some extra reinforcements for one of the few times tonight. They're going to line up with a tight end and go with a sack eye formation here instead of the spread. And here's the handoff going to the right side, and diving for the first down will be 11 Isaac Martin. And that'll be enough to move the chains. That's the first time tonight we've seen the stack eye formation. And Martin ran it to the left there for 2 yards and the first down. So Cleveland, after collecting the onside kick that bounced off of Pope and recovered by Malik Vick, now takes over down 3. They were down 17. Fake handoff. Here's Farmer running to the right side. Bounces outside 30. He's to the 25-yard line and taken down there. It took Joe Piscatelli to wrestle him out of bounds, but another good run by Aaron Farmer. The markup will come at the 25-yard line for a gain of 14 on the play. Cleveland has been chewing up yardage in huge chunks, and their offense has controlled the ball the entire quarter. Here's the pass near side, caught by Jezekiel in the backfield. Sidesteps one Panther, but is snowed under immediately by two other Panthers. Jack LeMaster, Colin Pope come over on the stop. So Jezekiel gets only a yard. And it'll be second down and 9. Orange has been unable to contain Aaron Farmer consistently tonight, especially during the second half. Here's the play action fake by Farmer. They're going to throw, going to go deep down the field. The pass is tipped away, and was it picked off? Yes, intercepted by Orange. It was Colin Pope who picked off the pass. A huge interception by the Panthers. Colin Pope makes the big play as Orange gets the interception by Colin Pope, who swiped it away in the end zone. And the Panthers will now send their offense out on the field for the first time in the fourth quarter. And head coach Mark Moore is having a long talk with his offensive coordinator Joe Katz. Putting that ball in the air was certainly very interesting, considering that Aaron Farmer hasn't been stopped on the ground at all by Orange in the second half. Handoff goes to Tay Jones, running to the right, but he can't get very far, and Tay...
That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso. Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Well, the rain has let up. Most of the crowd has gone on. Cleveland standing in the end zone. A lot of the seniors don't want to let go of this moment because their careers have come to an end in many cases, and Aaron Farmer is still going to be around next year. But Isaac Martin, a fine effort tonight. He went over 100 yards in the contest, scored 3 touchdowns, and 2 two-point conversions. His career as a Cleveland Ram has ended. He will be among the first graduating class here at Cleveland High, as they're only in their fourth year as a high school. and this was just their third high school football team. And what gains this team has made in such a short amount of time. But Orange managed to come away with the victory here tonight. 59-50, the final score. The Panthers just couldn't be stopped. They only punted the ball once tonight. The amount of Cleveland defensive stops in the game, here's the full list of it. Blocked field goal at the very end of the first half, and then an Orange punt in the fourth quarter. That was it. Aside from that, Orange wound up scoring a total of 8 touchdowns and 1 field goal. And there was 1 missed extra point thrown in there. Brad Barbie kicked a 36-yard field goal in the first quarter. That put Orange up 10-7 at that point in the game. And aside from that, it was all touchdowns for the Panthers. It started with Tay Jones scoring on a 63-yard gallop and Orange's first play from scrimmage. And that was just the first of a series of long runs on the night for Orange. That made it 7-7. The field goal by Barbie made it 10-7. Then it was Muller throwing the ball for a touchdown to, or excuse me, it was Garrett Clower throwing to Kai Muller for a touchdown from 10 yards out, or rather, excuse me, 35 yards out. That made it 17-14 ball game at that point. And after that, Orange with a touchdown run by Pat Pettiford from 1 yard out. That made it 24-13. Cleveland ended the first half with a touchdown run by Isaac Martin from 27 yards out, but then a 50-yard touchdown run by Pat Pettiford, and then a 13-yard touchdown pass on the ensuing drive. Clower threw to Muller to make it 38-21, and then Orange would get another huge touchdown from Clower as he wound up throwing to Archrell Stewart, and then the heroics by Tay Jones at the very end of the game with a 51-yard touchdown pass. Clower's pass to Archrell Stewart went from 47 yards out. And so Orange used the big plays, needless to say, to come away with this 59-50 victory. So Orange moves on to the third round of the 3AA state playoffs. And we will see who they play coming up here in just a moment. Hopefully we'll find out before we go off the air. Again, last we heard, it was Southern Durham trailing Cardinal Gibbons by a point. That is pertinent for Orange fans because if Gibbons wins that game, that means that the game next week will be at Almond Stadium in Hillsboro between an Orange team that defeated Gibbons just a few weeks ago and the Panthers. Looking up right now, seeing if we can get any luck on other means aside from Twitter, and we still see the same thing, 28-27 Gibbons leading Southern Durham in the fourth quarter. So hopefully we'll find out something here for too much longer. I want to remind you we have Carolina football coming up tomorrow. Our coverage starts bright and early for the Tar Heels versus Old Dominion. And we'll also have Carolina basketball tomorrow as the Tar Heels go up against Richmond. We'll have a complete coverage beginning to end right here as we're stretching all resources as thin as possible here on WCHL. But Ron Studs, Anthony Woman, the entire crew, Jones Angel, of course, with the Tar Heel Sports Network, Walter Storhold, everyone else involved, going to make sure that you hear every bit of Carolina football and basketball tomorrow. Tar Heel football against the Monarchs, Tar Heel basketball against the Spiders. One more two-minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up as Orange wins tonight as they defeat Cleveland in the second round of the 3AA state playoffs, 59-50. You're listening to high school football here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been playing with the website again.
Sammy, you put yourself out there like this techno geek. And even I know that what we have now is way better than what we had last week. Although I sometimes yearn for the days when buyers picked up the Sunday real estate section and looked at grainy photos of the front of the house.
Yeah, and then you could start a fire with it. Well, you can't start a fire with our website, but you can search for homes easily, quickly, and unencumbered. No ads, no registering, no tracking. And you're seeing not just Franklin Street listings, but all area listings.
Go to the buying or selling page and really learn about the process and how we work together. There's a section about our schools. The whole website is a great tool for anyone considering moving into or within our community.
Remember, you don't have to sign up. Just go to franklinstreetrealty.com and have at it.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Dad, go long!
He runs toward the end zone. He's at the 20, the 10, touchdown! Oh, ow!
Dad?
Moments like this are why we created Ortho Now, a walk-in service providing same-day treatment of acute orthopedic conditions like sprains, sports injuries, minor fractures, and joint pain. Because whether you're playing ball on the field or in the driveway, you deserve the expert care of UNC Orthopedics. UNC Ortho Now, open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7 and Friday 8 to 5. UNCOrtho.org.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Jeff Hamlin back with you here as the fans dissipate from the stands and go out into the evening sky, evening nine here at Cleveland High School. The season is over for the Cleveland Rams. For Orange, it will last another week as the Panthers win by a score of 59-50. Official totals for Tay Jones tonight, 12 carries, 245 yards. That surpasses the season high that he had against Cardinal Gibbons, where he had 229 yards. And for Tay, he wound up with two touchdowns on the night. A huge, huge game for Tay Jones. Kai Muller comes away with two touchdown grabs and a two-point grab that put this game away. We heard, and this is unconfirmed, but we heard that Southern Durham scored in the waning seconds against Cardinal Gibbons. So if that report is true, Southern led at that point after the touchdown, 26-21. Chances are they went for two. So we don't have that confirmed as of yet by anyone else on Twitter, but we understand a few reporters from some of the local newspapers were listening in to one report from a local station, and hopefully we'll find out something definitive before too much longer. But listen in next week, folks. We will have the game with Orange and whoever their opponent will be, whether it's Southern Durham at Southern Durham or Orange facing Cardinal Gibbons in Hillsboro. We'll have it right here on WCHL. Again, we apologize for not having the online stream available tonight. Had some computer issues around the McClam Rock Hall building. We apologize for that. We'll get that shored away and hopefully back up and running over the course of the next week here, as everyone far and wide can enjoy coverage of the 3A state playoffs. Know what's better than high school football? Nothing. It's nothing like nights like this. So Orange wins. They move on to the third round of the state playoffs with a 59-50 victory over Cleveland. The Panthers are now 12-1 on the season. I want to thank Alex back at the studio. Anthony Woolman, thank you. And thank you for listening. The final score here tonight, Orange beats Cleveland 59-50. Good night from Clayton.